Now, you know how John McCain and Barack Obama have been debating whether to have a timeline for troop withdrawal from Iraq? Well, it looks like the Bush administration has now officially agreed to one. Let's get details from Bobby Ghosh, world editor and former Baghdad bureau chief for Time magazine. Hi, Bobby. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Good to be back.
What exactly is the timeline in this deal, and how much of a timeline per se is it?
Well, it's quite specific timeline. The caveat being, of course, that this is only a deal that the negotiators have worked out. It has to run the gauntlet of Iraqi politics before it is actually official. But what they seem to have agreed on is that by the end of June of next year, all American forces will withdraw to bases. They will no longer be active in Iraqi cities and villages and towns. And then by the end of 2011, they will all withdraw from Iraq completely, barring a few American trainers who will remain to train Iraqi police and military. There have been a few caveats added into this document so that if the situation worsens, both the Iraqi and the American military have the opportunity to ask the Americans to stay on for longer. And if the situation improves dramatically, then they have the opportunity to ask the Americans to leave earlier. But at the moment, June 2009 and December 2011 are the two dates to look out for.
It's kind of breathtaking and seems to go against what President Bush has consistently stated, that withdrawal would depend on events moment by moment, not on any calendar. Does he contradict himself with this?
Well, I don't think he had much of a choice. The Iraqis decided that that they want the Americans to leave. This is as much to do with the security situation in Iraq as it has to do with Iraqi election politics. And once the Iraqis decided that the Americans have to set a timetable, there was not a whole lot the Bush administration could have done. I think this is a deal that the U.S. is in effect forced to sign, although they have managed to get a few caveats thrown into the document that might help the American position.
Well, the last guest we had on this a few weeks ago said that this was mostly political posturing on the part of the Iraqis because the American presence is unpopular, but that they really didn't want to force a timetable down the U.S.'s throat because they really feel in the government that they need America's military help to keep the security situation stable for a while longer. Which do you think it is?
Well, I don't think that is incorrect, and that explains why the document allows for the Americans to stay on longer if the situation demands it. So I wouldn't hold this document to its deadlines. It wouldn't surprise me if, hypothetically, in 2010, a year before the full withdrawal, if the Iraqis came back to the U.S. and said, let's sign a new document and we'd like you to stay on longer.
Is it essentially meaningless then?
No, I think it does have, it marks an important milestone. It means that from here on in, there will always be talk of timetables. Until now, as you pointed out, the Bush administration has been reluctant to talk of timetables. The Iraqis have been evasive on the subject. From here on, there will always be talk of timetables. And that there may be a little bit of flexibility, but I think psychologically it is important, both for the Iraqi military and for the Iraqi people, to know that this is not an open-ended thing and that at some point in the not-too-distant future, the Americans will leave and the Iraqis will have to take responsibility for their own security.
Why is the outgoing administration negotiating this anyway rather than Obama or McCain in just a few more months?
That is a very good question, and one that the Iraqis should be asking themselves. I think they are pressing home a point. I think they see themselves at an advantage in this negotiation. And let's not forget that the Iraqis themselves have an election to face in December and would like some sort of resolution before then. And they can't afford, for political reasons, to wait for January and the inauguration of a new American president.
Have McCain or Obama reacted to this yet? Have you been following that?
I haven't seen a reaction. I think it'll be fairly predictable. This is much closer to Obama's position than McCain's. But McCain's people have to acknowledge that in the end, this has to be substantially an Iraqi decision. If the Iraqis want the Americans to leave, then there's not a whole lot that can be done about it.
Except what we hear from those like McCain who are reluctant to set a timeline is that this isn't only about Iraqi national security. This is about U.S. national security. So if we are made to leave when al-Qaeda still has a stronghold there, if they have a stronghold there, then they're going to be able to use that for recruiting for jihad all over the world. You know that argument.
Yes, I do, but the U.S. essentially has painted itself into a corner here by holding the Iraqi government as a legitimate democratic government. Once you say that, once you acknowledge that this Iraqi government has sovereignty over its state, then you no longer have that much influence over them. You can ask politely, you can make a strong argument. But basically, you can't force yourself on these people. There are some areas, the gray areas that remain, and I think that is deliberately the case from both sides. I think it's not yet clear, for instance, what will be done about the Al-Qaeda, whether there will remain a small specialist American presence that deals only with sort of Al-Qaeda-related activities, whether the U.S. will maintain air cover of Iraq, for instance. So there are a few things that are still to be worked out, but at the end of the day, Iraqi politics has a big role in this document, and the U.S. finds itself unable to influence it beyond a certain point.
By the way, on the military front, as the New York Times puts it in their lead headline today, Iraq takes aim at leaders of U.S.-tied Sunni groups. Baghdad arresting former insurgents who are being paid to reduce violence. What's that about?
Well, this is not surprising. This has been taking place at a low intensity for over a year now. Keep in mind that many of the Sunnis who are now fighting alongside American soldiers have Iraqi blood on their hands, have actually American blood on their hands as well. And the Iraqi government has always regarded these people as criminals, as insurgents, and has refused to recognize many of their number and has refused to absorb them into the Iraqi security forces. So it was always going to happen that there would be a clash of interest between American interests, which is to keep the Sunnis fighting alongside U.S. forces, and Iraqi government interests, which is to deal with what they see essentially as criminals and murderers. I'm surprised that this has happened so soon while the U.S. presence remains at this current strength. I would have expected the Iraqi government to have waited for the American withdrawal before they started taking action against the Sunnis. But I guess it reflects a sense of confidence in the Iraqi government that they can get away with this.
Bobby Ghosh, world editor and former Baghdad bureau chief for Time magazine. I'll be very interested to hear Obama's and McCain's, especially, reaction as the news of this settles in today. Thanks a lot for coming on with us again.
Anytime, Brian.
Now, just a couple of quick notes of things coming up. For one thing, we have begun our 30 issues in 30 days nominating process. That means you can go to our website and nominate an issue to be included in our presidential election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days. More than 100 people have already nominated issues. We will hold a vote on your issues next month. Nominate them now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. Also, WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein and I continue our weekly podcast, Digesting Politics Through Election Day. You can sign up for that for free at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. We just recorded a new one yesterday. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, WNYC and WNYC.org will carry live Barack Obama's introduction of his running mate. And I will see you Monday from the Democratic Convention in Denver. Have a great weekend. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.